Listening to the Ron Van Dam Show is like realizing that you put your underwear on backwards this morning. It's wrong, but it doesn't feel bad, and it's not like anyone's ever gonna find out, so just go with it. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
All right, fine, whatever.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program of enormous proportions. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. My name is in the title, so I guess I have to do something about that. And I will talk for half an hour, and I have a guest as well. I don't know how much more excited anybody could be about this. I do have a lot on my mind. Not much in my pants, but a lot in my mind. I don't know what that meant either. So, sit back and relax. This is going to be a rough ride, baby. I don't know if children should be listening to this show. That's just a reminder or warning. I have no idea what it is. Just get the kids out of the room. Let them go downstairs and play with pots. You know, give them a wooden spoon. Let them bang on stuff, and they're happy with that. That's their kids. They're happy with that kind of stuff. In the meantime, this is adult talk. I do suggest alcoholic beverages be consumed while listening to this program. It only enhances the enjoyment. I don't condone anything. Nothing. I don't condone. All right. We get it. You got a theme song. We get it. Jason Shaw does the themes and the incidental music, incidentally, on the program. John Shanahan is your announcer and does many of the comedy bits, and masterfully, I may say, for this show. Who else? Nicole Reed. She's the British voice. She's here at the beginning of the program. She does some of the production work, and she books many of the national interviews that we do on this program. Then also, there's other people involved, but they are so inconsequential it's not funny. Then I stop in every once in a while and I talk a little bit, and you put it all together, and then there's you. Without you, to be honest with you, I'd still be doing this. You can listen if you want to, but, you know, whatever, as far as I'm concerned. I'm a little bit pissed. I'm a little bit rock and roll, and I'll tell you why. A couple of days ago, day before yesterday, as a matter of fact, depending on when you're listening to this show, it could have been 6 years ago. I have no idea. Chuck Schumer. I call him Chuck. It's Charles Schumer. I call him Chuck because we go way back. Actually, I don't know him. He doesn't know me, so we don't go way back. I embellished. That was an embellishment that I did on purpose. Chuck Schumer is the Senate president. He's the Senate president. He declared, I don't like this, Chuck. Basically, I like you a lot. I believe in the stuff you do, but this is not good, Chuck. If Chuck could do this, would a woodchuck Chuck could? If a woodchuck could, Chuck would Chuck Schumer, Chuck would too? Boy, what a horrible name Chuck can be. When you throw up and vomit, they call it upchucking. That wasn't good for the Chuck world. I love the name Chuck until they came up with that phrase, upchuck. Now I don't want to be a Chuck. All right, you can always go back to Charles. I can't do Charles. It's too formal. Well, speaking of too formal, Chuck, you did something that Ron is a little upset about, to be honest with you. Chuck Schumer change the dress code in the Senate, not to the embetterment, but to the laziness worsement. Chuck Schumer said you don't have to wear a jacket and a suit. Women don't have to wear skirts and stuff. I mean, they didn't wear skirts all the time anyway. But you don't have to dress up anymore to sit in the Senate and do your business. Excuse me, Chuck. What the hell are you thinking? The reason he did this, he actually said, was to appease John Fetterman, who is a Democrat from Pennsylvania. You may be familiar with him. He's a large, tall man. He underwent some mental instability problems and took care of business and is now back working in the Senate. But for some reason, this John Fetterman, Democrat from Pennsylvania, refuses to put a suit on or a jacket. He dresses in hoodies and shorts. Excuse me? That's fine, John, if that's what you'd like to do. But not when you're sitting on the Senate floor and in Senate meetings. I don't want to see a guy sitting there in a hoodie and shorts. I don't want to see a guy sitting in shorts anywhere, to be honest with you, much less in the Senate. So Chuck Schumer, the Senate president, says he did this in order to appease Fetterman, because Fetterman really is uncomfortable wearing a jacket and long pants.
Oh, John, I'm sorry. Did I upset you, John? Don't upset him. He's got mental instability.
And I don't say that in a, mental instability, and he's overcome that, he's getting treatment, fine. What does that have to do with the way you dress? Put some clothes on. A hoodie and shorts in the Senate? Excuse me? No. Chuck, what were you thinking? It is so weird this with this Fetterman guy, who I happen to enjoy. I think he's fine. I just don't understand why he's not dressing up. He refuses to dress up. He goes to his job as a senator in Congress wearing shorts and a hoodie. What? He doesn't even sit on some of the sessions because he wasn't allowed in there because of the way he dresses too sloppy. Look, if you're representing a district, then dress accordingly, which has nothing to do with your mental instability.
Well, I'm sorry, I have mental concerns. I can't wear long pants.
Yeah, you got mental concerns if you can't wear long pants. And a hoodie? You can't get into a bar after 8 o'clock at night wearing a hoodie and shorts. They won't let you in. That's a bar. But yet you can go to Congress and represent. No. Chuck Schumer, you blew this one, baby.
Well, Ron, there are more important things that the Congress takes up in the Senate. More important things like the debt ceiling. Look, you can't even see the ceiling of the debt. Michelangelo can't even paint that debt ceiling. And you've got funding. You've got people under indictments and all this kind of, Roe v. Wade and V.V. Wade and all. You're making a big thing about the way people dress in Congress.
Yes, I am. Because people, you can dress the way you want when you walk your dog, when you go to stores, even probably at your job, whatever. Jobs have dress codes. You can't dress like a hoodie and shorts if you're the president of a, well, actually Elon Musk could because he owns the place, but you know what I'm talking about. This is like a travesty. I don't like this at all. This is how, you open up Pandora's box. You know that? And all of a sudden, you can't put the stuff back in. What are you doing, Chuck? And John Fetterman, what are you wearing?
What are you wearing? what are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today?
When you're in Congress representing a district in our nation's capital, you don't wear hoodies and shorts, John Fetterman. That's disrespectful is what that is. Let's start from the basics. Disrespectful. What, are you kidding me? John, if you can't put on some decent clothes, then don't be a senator. And if you can't handle it, don't do it. This has nothing to do with your mental instability problems. I'm not commenting on that. I'm commenting on the way you dress. The two things have nothing to do with it. And John Fetterman says, well, I do have mental instability problems, and I am more comfortable dressing in a hoodie and shorts. Okay, what do you want from me? But you can't do that. Not in that job. Chuck Schumer changed that by changing the dress code. Now I'm going to have all these senators walking in wearing clown costumes. You can't wear a clown costume into that's disrespectful. Well, there's no dress code. I can do that if I want. It's free country. What are you going to do, arrest me, kick me out of office? What are you talking about? What are you going to do about it? You changed the dress code, smarty pants, smarty shorts. I'm pissed about this. Do you know why? Because in this country, we have lost respect. Respect for each other, respect for the way that we look. It's just gone down the toilet. Even when I watch my local news, they are dressed in dresses, the men, and suits, jackets and ties. Because they respect me. They respect that they have viewers. And they want to show that they're doing something that's responsible and respectful. And the way you do that is the way that you dress. Many times, many surveys, many polls have been taken over the years, over the many years and decades. When people dress up, they do better. They work harder. Their morals change. It shows respect. When kids are actually told when they take the SAT tests in school, dress up a little bit. It helps. People wearing school uniforms without having to think about how they're going to dress do better in school in uniforms. When people used to go to church, they used to wear their best clothes because they were in a house of respect. Whether you believe in that stuff or not, they were in a house of respect. So they dressed. They dressed for the deity. They dressed for the house of worship. They dressed for the other parishioners. Respect. Do you remember that word? Aretha Franklin did. When someone else talks, you listen to them. You don't cut them off. You respect their opinions. You may not agree. You may disagree. You can have a disagreement with them, but you respect that they have their opinions. You don't have to kiss them, love them, or have sex with them, or even talk to them any further, but you respect their opinions. We've lost the respect all over the place. And the way that we dress was a sign of respect. What the hell's going on? Chuck, you didn't call me to ask my opinion. I would have talked you out of it, Chuck. I would have said, don't do it, Chuck. You're going to have people showing up for Congress dressed like slobs. What a great country this is. No respect. No respect for the institutions, for the historic buildings, for the people that you represent. Respect out the window. Bye, respect. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, respect. I just think it's wrong.
And the response of most people disagree with me, not that I don't know anybody does, but is that, Ron, there's more important things in life than the way that you dress. No, there's kind of not. It's kind of a basic. When you go out in public, you dress up a little bit. Well, not Walmart, but otherwise you do. You show some respect. And you don't understand. You respect yourself more when you dress a little bit better. And don't argue with me. You feel better when you're dressed well. You hold your head up high. You know, this crap, well, people can dress the way they want. It's a free country, and, you know, we shouldn't tell people how to dress. You tell people how to do everything else. You tell people whether they can have abortions or not. You tell people that they can't yell fire in crowded movie theaters. You can't smoke here. You can't talk like that here. And in most of every place, there are dress codes. If you're working for a company, they can dictate how you dress and what you do and that you show up on time. They can fire you otherwise. I remember a while ago, quite some time ago, I've talked about this before on the program. What haven't I talked about over 30 years? I used to go into my bank where I keep my money. Not a huge amount of it, but something to, you know, I want it to be carefully watched. So I deal with a bank, go in there, and they're dressed up. Guys and girls, they're dressed up because what they're doing is serious stuff. It's serious what they're doing. They're watching my money. That's serious stuff. Remember one day I walked in on a Friday. Hey, how come no one's dressed up here in the bank? It's a bank. It's casual Friday. What? It's casual Friday. What are you talking about? Well, it's the start of the weekend, so you dress down. Why? Why? Well, I don't know. So they said we could do it. Now it's not casual Friday, it's casual all week. But when I walk in a bank, if I saw a bank officer wearing a hoodie and shorts, my money would be walking out the door with me. And the fact that there's a senator who insists on wearing shorts and hoodies, Chuck, you should never allow that.
Well, I did it for his comfort because he has mental instabilities.
Oh, God, stop it, stop it, stop. Do you know, I mean, yeah, he has them. He had to be like, you know, he had to go for treatment. But who doesn't have mental instabilities? Stop using excuses.
It's like calling up your Comcast. Oh, you know, because of COVID, your wait could be longer than expected.
Oh, stop it with the COVID thing. Stop using that as an excuse. Enough. Enough. Don't walk into places wearing hoodies and shorts. Give me a break. Respect. Gone. Finished. Over. We like tradition. You know what they do in England? In the United Kingdom, the Kingdom of Uniteds, Great Britain, England, when they go to Parliament, which is their capital, their Congress, they wear robes and wigs, not bathrobes, but like what judges wear. And they wear wigs and strange little ties. Sure, they call each other assholes in public, in Parliament. That's a little weird. They interrupt each other. They yell at each other. That's weird. And yet they're wearing wigs and robes. I mean, it's like a circus freak show is what it is. They've lost all respect except dressing like
I don't know what that is. Anyway, I don't know if they do that all the time. I'm not up on that, but that's not what I'm talking about. Anyway, I bothers me. Oh, that when I heard that, that crept right up my Cranshaw. I don't know what that means, but it sounded pretty good, huh? Crept right up my Cranshaw. Sounds like it upset me, and it did. Am I going to write a letter to Chuck Schumer? You bet your ass I am. Ron, seriously, you're going to waste the time? Yeah, I am. I need to have some things that are in place all the time the same. I need some stability somewhere. I mean, Congress is all messed up as it is. Democrats want Republicans do it, won't let Republicans do anything. Republicans won't let Democrats even blow their nose. I mean, they accuse each other of doing what they actually do wrong as well. It's just a mess. Nobody can get along. Nobody, nothing, nothing. It's just, I'm embarrassed by Congress. I'm mad at all of them. I think Chuck Schumer and the head of the House there, Charlie McCarthy, whatever, they should sit down in a room together, have a beer, and say, look, Senate, U.S. House of Representatives, we got to cut this crap. We got to stop this. Let's have some balls and do some stuff and get some stuff done and meet in the middle on everything. How about that? Instead of trying to destroy each other and screw the American people who aren't too happy right now with anything. Ooh, but they don't do that, do they? No, because they're out for power and for winning. That's all they care about, power and winning. And the American people are stupid too. They're making ridiculous choices these days. And then Chuck Schumer puts a little cherry on the top of the whipped cream by saying, hoodies and shorts, welcome to Congress. What? Stop it. Stop it now. You dress like you're going to church. Some people don't dress going to church anymore, but they ain't wearing hoodies and sweatshirts. Maybe some are. All right, that's enough. It's enough of my crying and bawling. I didn't cry and bawl, though, did I? No, I don't think I did. You may agree with me, you may not. I really don't care. Anyway, that's what happened. That's what's in the news. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I have a guest who's going to throw some information at us. You need to have information thrown at you every once in a while, see if it sticks. But before we do that, you know, you got to love the kids.
Ain't always easy these days to know what to give your kids for snacks. Sugary this, high fructosey that. Heck, even the stuff they call natural ain't always natural. But there's one snack when your kids ask for it, you know exactly what you're giving them.
I want Piggy Parts. I want Piggy Parts.
Professor Parker's preserved Piggy Parts are 100% all-natural salt-preserved pig parts. What parts, you ask? Well, some folks would call them scraps or ears or hoofs, but kids just call them delicious. And with their stiff, leathery texture, one Professor Parker's preserved piggy part will last a kid all afternoon. That's what we call value. So stock up now for school. You'll find them at the end of the pet food aisle in original, barbecue, or vinegar, garlic, teriyaki, onion, habanero, pineapple flavor. Give them a try and you'll see why kids say,
That's some good piggies.
Professor Parker's preserved piggy parts.
Dr. Emily Volk joins us now. She's president of the College of American Pathologists. And we're talking about getting the kids back to school, as most of them, if not all, already are. But are they totally prepared? Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, when we talk about prepared, we talk about the books and the pencils. I don't even think they use those anymore. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But we're also talking about getting inoculated, getting your vaccines. Is that a requirement by most school systems? I guess it varies.
It does. It does vary. But many school systems don't require it, but that doesn't mean it's not a great idea to get your flu vaccine and your COVID booster.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I mean, the flu vaccines have always been around. The COVID are fairly new, but now approved for kids of all ages. Now we're talking about RSV. Could you explain what that is?
Sure. RSV stands for respiratory syncytial virus, and it's another virus similar to COVID-19 and to influenza that can cause significant breathing, coughing, sneezing kinds of symptoms. It can also cause fever. It can lay you low for a week or so.
Yeah, yes. And there can be complications from any one of these viruses, I assume, as well.
That's right. And in fact, we've seen hospitalizations rising since July. So it's really important that people take it seriously when they do have symptoms of an upper respiratory infection and fever. You really should stay home if possible.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, I've had kids, a lot of people have too, and they pick up germs better than anybody because they're always in close contact. They're on top of each other and all that stuff. They don't know the rules of hygiene that well. So the chances of a child getting an illness from a classroom, especially at an early age, is pretty high, isn't it?
It really is. And again, I mean, that's why getting vaccinated, getting your kids vaccinated is just so important to keeping not only your kids healthy, but other loved ones in your family and in your community healthy.
Yeah. Now, Dr. Volk, I guess you hear this all the time. People, mothers say, basically, that, no, I don't want my kids vaccinated. I don't know what it is we're putting in the kids. They'll be fine. They always have been. But, I mean, things are a little different now, aren't they?
Well, I tell you what, we know that the vaccines are both safe and effective. There is some misinformation out there, but I really do hope that other moms will reconsider if they haven't gotten their children vaccinated or haven't gotten themselves vaccinated. The flu vaccine and the COVID vaccine does prevent serious hospitalization.
Yeah.
And very important.
I mean, look at all the people that have had it, have had the vaccinations, and they're still walking around. So that argument is absolutely absurd that they're scared about what may be in it. And if their child gets very sick, you can be even more scared than that, I'll tell you right now. How does one go about finding out about this? Can you get these vaccines easily?
You know, you sure can. You can go to most pharmacies and walk in and get both the flu and the COVID-19 vaccine. The nice thing is you can get both of these vaccines on the same day, too. So you just need one trip to the pharmacy.
Now, what about kids wearing masks to school? Is that still done? Is there a stigma to that by the other children? I mean, how is that working out?
Well, I know that keeping a mask on a little kid is difficult.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are some situations where masking might make some sense. If someone who has underlying health conditions is going out in public, a mask can help them, you know, avoid getting sick. If you have to go out in public and you are sick, wearing a mask can help you reduce the risk that you're going to spread whatever it is you've got to the community.
Okay. All right, so there's some tips here. Definitely get your kids vaccinated and get yourself vaccinated. Why not? Why wouldn't you? Wear a mask when it seems like it makes sense to do so. Are there any other tips about not spreading germs and keeping healthy yourself?
I think, you know, when you're sick, if you can, stay home. If your kids are sick, if you can, keep them home. I know that can be difficult for working parents, but doing your best around that can really prevent a lot of unhappiness.
Okay, very good. All right, well, the kids are in school already, so my biggest question is it too late to have the vaccination since they're already in those situations?
It's never too late to get vaccinated. And if you haven't gotten vaccinated for flu or COVID-19 before, there's plenty of vaccine for you, and we're happy to see to it that you get what you need.
Yeah, no question about it. Okay, where do we go for more information about this?
Folks can go to newsroom.cap.org for a really nice tip sheet that covers what we talked about here today and even more information.
Excellent. You know, if everybody went by these suggestions and got vaccinated and were careful about their health and in situations, especially when they're around other people in groups, we would just be smiling here, because I know plenty of stories of people that didn't take that advice, and they're in a worse place. There's no question about it. So let's get on that. Dr. Volk, you've been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time today.
Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll also do it for you. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. But until that time arrives, put some pants on. I wish you peace.